Think you know downtown Seattle? Well, your knowledge will be tested this weekend with a scavenger hunt called Clue Quest Northwest. It sends groups of people with smartphones racing around the city answering questions. The inventor, a business analyst named Tim Ellis, says the questions make mental challenge fun.
They combine sort of puzzle solving and trivia and all kinds of stuff like that with exploring the city and finding kind of unique little spots around the city that you may have not seen before. And teams are going to get together and compete to see who can kind of solve all the clues and visit all the locations around Seattle the fastest and get back first.
If I want to get a team together, give me a picture. How is this going to work?
So it's the teams are 4 to 6 people, and sort of the clues are in two parts. They solve the first part, and it tells them what part of the city do you go to. You know, maybe an intersection or the name of a building or a landmark, that kind of thing. And then the second half of each clue is, you know, once you're there at that location, you're looking around at the environment, kind of figuring out where to go from there to find sort of this piece of information. And that might be an engraving on a statue or a plaque or something like that, that some sort of permanent thing that's there that you need to write down information from to get their answer. So people are going to be solving all the first half of the clues and basically plotting their map, you know, through the city as far as where they're going to go, what order they're going to hit things in, and then they'll leave and run around the city and, you know, find all the answers and then get back.
People running around the city with smartphones. Is this Seattle's Pokemon Go?
You know, it's funny, actually. I was putting this together, and then I've run a couple of these for smaller groups, and then Pokemon Go came out, and it's having a lot of very similar effects. You know, people, yeah, getting out and about and kind of exploring places they may not have gone otherwise. So it's there are a lot of overlaps.
Now, some of these answers you've got to get by being in the location, but early on, you're asking stuff that I can look up on my phone. So what's one of those early questions, and we'll try this out?
So the answer to this is going to be a location in the city, and the question is, find the Seattle landmark that would be impossible to exist in Singapore since the medium of its creation was banned nationwide by a January 1992 law in the island nation.
The medium of this this landmark's creation. So I'm going to say, I'm typing into my phone, Singapore outlawed. You didn't say building material, but I'm going to start there. Building, you said medium creation, and I don't know if that's going to come out. Okay, so my phone's working on it. Control of asbestos in Singapore. 16 odd things that are illegal in Singapore. Asbestos came up first, but what landmark would get me to asbestos? I can't think of one. So I'm going to keep going down this list. Selling gum is the first thing. It's the gum wall at Pike Place Market.
You got it. That's, yep.
Okay. All right. I'm into it. Okay. So I would go to the gum wall and look for my next clue?
Right. So if after you solve that clue, the second part, once you're there at the gum wall, it's going to tell you something like, you know, in this particular case, it says, continue up the hill, turn left, head down the ramp to a landing, look for some unusual lamps, and that kind of thing. So it's visual cues that you're going to be able to see once you're physically there at the location that you can't really solve without going to it.
Is this just about running around and finding fun trivia, or is there more to it for you?
Well, for me, there's a little more to it in that the locations that I send people to around the city are often places that they wouldn't necessarily even know existed before. I'm intentionally trying to pick places that are kind of interesting and unique. And, you know, I spent a lot of time when I put this together just walking around the city and spending as much time as I could kind of just exploring every little nook and cranny and finding interesting little features that you know, I overlook when I'm walking, you know, to and from work or to and from the bus or even just, you know, out to get lunch. And so it's a lot of the sort of the appeal to me is in exploring the city and finding, you know, kind of new things that you didn't know were there before.
Tim Ellis is the man behind the Clue Quest Northwest. And in case you were curious about Singapore's ban on gum, and I'm not saying you are, but if you were, you might be glad to know the story, which is that in 1992, the prime minister wanted to stop people leaving their chew all over the city's new railway. Thus the ban. If they just had a wall where they could stick the chewing gum, problem solved. We've solved that problem in Seattle. Anyway, the Clue Quest Northwest is happening this Saturday. We're tweeting out a link with information on how to sign up.